Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi speaking and I hope you're having such a great day today. Thank you for tuning in into Glam with Greats podcast. I am so excited about this episode I'm going to talk about. I think I spoke about something similar in my first ever, in 2019 when I recorded my first podcast. That season I spoke a lot about hair care and I am going to be touching base and doing a following up on a topic called Why Is Your Edges Not Growing? And you guys know that I've been through alopecia and alopecia from postpartum alopecia. I've also suffered hair loss when I had anemia as well. So I'm very excited about this topic. I cannot wait to tell you more what I have learned, how I've been able to, you know, regrow my edges and how I've been able to stick to regrowing my edges, basically not losing my edges. So I'm going to be, you know, spilling a lot of teas. I'm going to be giving you a lot of hair care advice. And I honestly do hope that you follow some of this advice, even if not everything. At least just take one or two things and just stick to it. Because you honestly, as a woman, our hair is our crown, okay? Our hair is 75% of our face. So it's very important for us to get it right sometimes or most times. So keep listening. I'm going to be playing quickly the introduction and I'll
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you.
Guys, I am back and I know I am so like proud of myself. I literally am tapping myself in the back right now to consistency, right? Even though my week is extremely busy, you know, sometimes it's not easy juggling everything, being a mom, being a wife, a pastor's wife as well, the ministry, the business. You know, I can do all things through Christ that give me strength, okay? But sometimes it could be tiring and I honestly just need a break from it all, right? But I'm here and I'm recording this podcast because I love you and I pray and honestly hope that you learn a thing or two from this podcast. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about why is your edges not growing? There's so many reasons, but I think I'm only going to speak about 5 reasons today why your edges is actually not growing or why you're just so frustrated. And I'm going to be very honest in this podcast, okay? Based on my 3 years of, you know, wearing my hair out consistently and wearing my hair out naturally, I think I can tell you a thing or two or three that I have learned in the past 3 years. So a little bit of a background to my story for those that are just listening to this for the first time. By the way, how are you? Before I even dig in, I know today I'm like, bum, 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 I have to dig in because I have so much to do. But honestly, before I dig in today, how are you doing, sis? How is your mental well-being, how is your spiritual well-being and your physical well-being? You know, a lot of times I know it can be tough. Oh my God. I know it can be tough to juggle everything on. I know it can be tough to just exist, right? And I do know that God will never put on you more than you can handle. So you got this, okay? No matter what you are going through, you got this. You're going to pull through. And then the other side, you're going to look back and go, wow. So God was with me all through this time. And I actually had no reason to be worrying about this, right? But sometimes the worries of life just gets into us and it just weakens us. But you are strong and you got this, sis. I'm telling you right now, I wish you're right here. I'll literally give you a hug and shake you that you got this. But I do honestly hope you are doing well, okay? And I do pray that for those that are listening right now and not doing as great, Lord, I pray that you, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will send help if it's help that they need. You send peace if it's peace that they need. You will send love if it's love that they need. Whatever it is that they need according to your will, you will send to them in Jesus' name. Okay, sis, so I'm going to be talking about your edges, okay? Because we got to get this edges together. 2022 is coming, okay? And we have to get ready. Don't let no one snatch your edges. No stress is snatching no edges, okay? No child, nobody is snatching your edges, okay? So I'm literally here to just give your edges hope. Basically, that's what I'm doing today because I have been there. I honestly remember when I didn't even understand what I was going through, but I knew that this was not normal. After Divine was born, in 2016, literally 3 months later, I got my IUD, I got my birth control. And 3 months after, literally bald, I'm telling you, my edges was bald. When I suffered anemia, it was a different kind of, I did lose my edges as well, but it wasn't as bad as the postpartum alopecia one that I suffered. Girl, Divine took my edges with her, but we got it back. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I got my edges back, right? But honestly though, I feel like a lot of times we don't talk about this. So I want to try to break it down so that if you're going through air loss, especially in your edges area, I don't want you to lose hope. And at least maybe this can give you a little clarity of how you need to move on. Okay. So when I suffered anemia, one thing that I suffered a lot from was shedding. Literally, my hair shedded like no other. It was shedding so bad. I didn't really know what was going on. I just thought it was normal because, you know, I did a lot of braids back then. I really didn't pay attention to my hair. And I actually went on a diet as well during that same time. And I think the diet that I went on was what caused my anemia because I literally went cold turkey and I cut down meat entirely. I had chicken and turkey sometimes, but that was very... It wasn't even often. I had more fish daily than I had. I was so determined to lose my pregnancy weight in my first pregnancy because I've always been a small, I was always on the smaller side. So when I got pregnant and I gained 50 pounds, yes, I gained 50 pounds, okay? 50 pounds in my first pregnancy because I didn't understand what I was just eating. Everything I craved, I ate it. I didn't care. I ate it all. Yeah, so I gained 50 pounds. And because after Nisi was born, my first child, I didn't like the way I was because I was carrying an extra 35 pounds. They say you lose your pregnancy weight, but no, I didn't. I carried 35 pounds for a long time. So when I was breastfeeding, I told myself I wasn't going to go on a diet because, of course, I want to give my daughter all the nutrition she needed. I didn't take my prenatal vitamins. Yeah, that was bad. So if you have a baby, yeah. If you have a baby, make sure you still take that prenatal vitamins. Maybe for the next 6 to 9 months after your baby is born. I didn't do that because I just ate pills. I mean, now we have gummies, but back then it wasn't popular. Gummies were not popular, so I had to swallow pills. So I ate it with a passion. Anyways, so I went on a diet right a year after she was born because I stopped breastfeeding a year after. And when I went on a diet, I tell you, I kid you not, my hair was shedding. I didn't even know I was anemic for 2 years. It was really bad. My hair was shedding. My hair was not healthy. But I was natural, but my hair was very thin. I did a lot of braids and all that. Okay, now fast forward when Divine was born. Now I know a lot more about my hair care, you know, hey. I know the oils to use to get it back to popping. But then one thing I noticed after I suffered the postpartum alopecia and my hair just was bald, I used, you know, that was when I created the growth oils and the braid oils to help me regrow my hair back to health, right? So when I started massaging it to my scalp, I noticed that my hair was growing. But then literally 3 months later, my hair is breaking off again. It's literally breaking off. So, but I was doing a lot of braids. I didn't give my edges a break. I mean, after the trauma it suffered from postpartum alopecia, you would think I would give it a break. But no, I didn't give my hair a break. I went straight into my braids, my tied braids. Yes, the African ones. I went to the African women in Brooklyn, okay? And I got my hair braided so many times. Like, the edges was pulled. No respect for my edges, okay? And I just got fed up of it all. Like, I'm like, I have this growth oil that I know works because it's worked for me. But then after 3 months, my hair is shedding like crazy and breaking off. What am I doing wrong? I don't get it. So that was when I decided to big chop my entire hair around August, September of 2018 and just give my hair a break. So the first thing I want to tell you, why is your edges not growing? One thing that I personally suffered, so I'm going to base it on my own, you know, personal beliefs and what I personally went through. You might be different. Everyone is different. But I'll tell you, those tight braids is literally the first sign to traction alopecia, okay? I can't stress that enough. If you are, I know, I they used my air stylist back then. But if I don't take your edges, the air style will not look good. I mean, now people slay their edges. I guess people are learning now, so they get their stylist to just leave it out and slay it. Okay, if that works for you, that's fine. But also remember, all those, like, what you're putting, the edge controls, make sure that you also, like, washing them off, you're not leaving them and not treating it, because that could lead to you losing your edges as well. So yeah, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is the tight hairstyles, the tension to your edges. If it's too much, it can literally cause you to lose your edges. The second thing is the product build up, right? Products is going to start building up. Once you're slaying those edges with those edge control over and over and over again, and you're not washing them off or you're not cleaning it off, and it's just going over and over again, and sometimes you don't even know what chemicals are in those products, it could also lead to you not growing your edges properly. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is not scalp caring. If you're not scalp caring, yeah, if you're not scalp caring while you have your braids or your weave installed, you might notice that you are shedding some of your edges. And the fourth thing I'm going to talk about, it's hormonal. For example, mine was extremely hormonal. My postpartum alopecia was severely hormonal, that no matter what I did, I didn't see results. The fifth thing I'm going to talk about is your birth control. If you're taking birth control, especially if it's an hormonal birth control, yeah, a lot of times it can affect your edges growth. I was researching on IUDs, the Marina one, for example, because that's the one I had. And I was trying to connect it to my hair loss, even though I know after you have a baby, sometimes you can lose your hair. But I just feel like it was just so excessive. Like, why? What caused this? I never suffered this during Denise's pregnancy, but Divine's pregnancy was horrible. Like, my confidence was shaken. I was so self-aware of my baldness. It was really annoying. I didn't like that. So I researched and I found that a lot of people that actually took Marina suffered postpartum alopecia. So check your birth controls, because that could be affecting your edges growth. And I think I said I was going to speak about 5 now. I think I might speak about 10. And the other thing that can cause you to lose your edges is it could be your diabetes medicine or your thyroid medicine. A lot of women, you know, reach out to us because they're diabetic or they have thyroid and they notice that their hair is not growing or their edges is growing or they have bald spot. Some of your medications that you're taking can cause you to suffer edges loss or alopecia, any form of alopecia. And the eighth thing I'm going to talk about is alopecia areata, which is stress caused. I think I've spoken about this before, but there needs to be an awareness, a big time awareness of alopecia, because sometimes it's nothing you're doing. You've done everything right in the books, but your hair, you're just losing your hair. You're losing your eyebrows. It's because something inside of you, I think it's also hormonal as well, is attacking your follicles and thereby you're losing your hair. So that one you definitely need to see a doctor for. Sometimes I think it's permanent, sometimes it's not, depending on the situation. I always tell people, just try to find what distresses you, because if the stress is still there or whatever is causing it still there, it's very hard for you to see growth or results. So tackling that first and then using topical products will hopefully get you to your desired needs when it comes to your edges. I think that's the eighth thing I spoke about, yeah? And then the ninth thing I wanted to talk about when it comes to losing, why your edges is not growing, is when traction alopecia becomes permanent. And I'm sure you probably understand or know what traction alopecia is, but if you don't know what traction alopecia is, traction alopecia is when you've applied tension on a particular spot over a period of time and you start to lose hair gradually until you start to lose your follicles as well. And once your follicles is gone, you need to do a transplant or follicle transplant or something else to get it back. Once it's permanent, I'm telling you, there's barely anything under the sun you can use to get your follicles back, apart from, you know, getting a medical intervention, right? And the reason why I'm talking about this is when I get a lot of customers that come to us, I've used, you know, so many topical products and nothing has worked. And most of the time I'm very blunt. I tell them, look, I don't want you to waste your money. Try to go to a doctor and do a biopsy. If your follicles is present, girl, you have hope, right? But if the follicles is dead, oh, it's so hard for you to get it back. That's why I have this podcast. I talk about this, you know, to try to save those edges, to save those follicles, right? We got to save them one follicle at a time. We're saving, right? By talking about it, by creating awareness around this issue, hopefully would help you respect those edges, not doing any tight hairstyles, you know, and hopefully that would help, you know, promote a healthier edges growth. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is hereditary problems, okay? Some people are born with thick edges and some people are born with either no edges or very thin edges, okay? So I have 2 daughters. I think I spoke about this in my last episode, last podcast. I have 2 daughters. One has thick edges, very thick edges, and the other doesn't have edges. She has edges, but it's very, very thin. And luckily, she has a mom that knows about hair. So knowing the fact that, okay, you are very thin edges, I run away from any tight tension. We do twists. We restyle the twists. We do twist outs. We do so many cool hairstyles that doesn't have to affect the edges as she grows older, because I don't want her to grow older and now she's self-aware because she doesn't have any edges. So yeah, so basically that's it. If you've inherited thinner edges and you see people with thicker edges, then you'll be thinking, is something wrong with my edges? Girl, nothing is wrong with your edges. That's basically how you were born. And you would know this from when you were little. You see your pictures, right? Niece's pictures. Basically, I'm doing a video as we're recording this, but for those that if you are watching my podcast, listening to my podcast, I would recommend for you to also go on my YouTube page at Jumi Grow and watch me talking about this live, because basically I want to show you something, but you can, those on YouTube will see it. So basically my daughter has a V headline. So a headline is not like rounded with her hair all over. No, it's V, meaning this section, this part of her head edges is thinner. Okay. So I know that as a mother, and I educate her based on that. I always tell her, don't put heat on your hair. Your hair is very, you know, your hair is thinner than your sister. She has a density is a lot thinner than Divine's, which is a lot thicker. So I advise her as she's, you know, at this age. So as parents, we have to advocate for our children when it comes to their hair and alopecia as well, and tell them, create an awareness at home. Let's talk about this. You know, I speak about the hair all the time, so they know, you know. So let's educate our little ones, the younger ones coming ahead of us. Yeah. So that's basically, I literally spoke about 10 reasons why your edges is not growing. Okay. So I hope this helps a little bit. A lot, okay? And I hope that this would help you to start taking your hair care seriously, your edges, because, you know, some people can do damage. They do so many rubbish to their edges and it's fine. And for them, so for that, and look at me, I can't get my words out. And for some other people, like my daughter Nisi, she has to be very careful with what she does with her edges. So, yeah. And then remember, Glam Naturally Oil does provide products that helps you, you know, they just gives you that confidence, you know. My hair has grown a lot healthier. I've left it alone for 3 years. It's a lot healthier, a lot fuller than it's ever been. My hedges is a lot thicker. And I'm more confident in my skin knowing that my hair is growing so beautifully, right? I have created products to help every woman in my corner. Basically, every woman I know, I tell them about Glammed. And I'm sure some of our customers do the same as well, because it's really helped transform their hedges and hair growth. I'm telling you now, okay, if you're suffering from hedges loss, as long as it's not permanent, our products would help you revitalize your hair to that next level. I do appreciate you for listening to me today. I know sometimes, you know, we're busy, but when you come to listen to the podcast, it means a whole lot to me. Thank you for watching. And do not forget to go on Instagram right now, Jumi Grow, and subscribe to my Instagram page and also to my YouTube page. I'm going to be bringing more quality content when it comes to hair care and faith, because I cannot do anything without Christ. I am nothing without him, and I speak about him very boldly because I want the whole world to know that this Jumi you see is absolutely nothing without Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening. Yes, I'm so glad we got through this episode. If you have any question, you know, you can always come to me on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram at Jumi, J-U-M-M for Michael, I-E, Grow. God bless you, and I love you with the love of God. Have a great day. Bye-bye.